This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy. He said rapid economic development has also become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth this morning. He said, Government's intention and resolve are clear to build more, produce more, connect more and export more.
आज जब भारत अपनी मजबूत इकोनॉमी से पूरे विश्व की उम्मीद बना हुआ है, आज जब ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन रीशेप हो रही है, तब अर्थव्यवस्था की तेज प्रगति विकसित भारत का भी बहुत बड़ा आधार है. हमारी दिशा स्पष्ट है, हमारा संकल्प स्पष्ट है. बिल्ड मोर, प्रोड्यूस मोर, कनेक्ट मोर और अब जरूरत है एक्सपोर्ट मोर.
The Ministry of Defence today signed contracts worth a total of 5,083 crore rupees for the acquisition of 6 Advanced Light Helicopters or ALH Mark II maritime role for the Indian Coast Guard and surface-to-air vertical launch Thil missiles for the Indian Navy. The contracts were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. The contract for Advanced Light Helicopters along with operational role equipment valued at 2,901 crore rupees, has been inked with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, Bengaluru. The centre has set up two more empowered committees in West Bengal to fast-track the processing of large number of applications seeking Indian citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA. The West Bengal has already two such committees. The West Asia conflict has escalated sharply as the US and Israel intensified strikes on Iran. Tehran and its allies retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf countries and key energy infrastructure, widening the regional conflict. As per the latest reports, Israel is currently conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in Iranian capital of Tehran and capital of Lebanon, Beirut. Israel Defense Forces said its soldiers are operating in southern Lebanon and are positioned at several points near the border area. It further said Israel is conducting targeted strikes against Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah's infrastructure. Meanwhile, 6 U.S. service members have been killed in action so far. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said that a command building at a U.S. airbase in Bahrain has been destroyed. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh was also hit by 2 drones from Tehran that resulted in a limited fire and minor material damage. Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, the first flight of Air India carrying 149 passengers and 8 operating crew members arrived in New Delhi from Dubai today. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers. Normal life remains affected across Kashmir for the second consecutive day as authorities impose restrictions following protests over the killing of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The Directorate General of Shipping has said 3 Indian seafarers serving on board foreign-flagged vessels were killed and 1 person was injured. The CBSE has postponed Class 10th and Class 12th exams in the West Asia region, scheduled for the 5th and 6th of this month. Crude oil prices steady today after a sharp surge in the previous session amid escalating tensions in West Asia. The spike follows Iran's retaliatory strikes on oil and gas facilities and concerns over supply disruptions through the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a key route for global energy shipments. Afghan forces have seized key Pakistani military posts along the border as clashes on the Durand Line entered the 5th consecutive day. Afghanistan's defense ministry said that its forces carried out retaliatory strikes on Pakistan's bases following recent air raids by the Pakistan Air Force inside Afghan territory. An All England Badminton Championships will begin in Birmingham this evening. India will open their campaign with a 12-member squad across all 5 disciplines. Responsibility of leading the charge has shifted to Lakshya Sen after 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu was stranded in Dubai due to the conflict. And that is the end of this news bulletin.